This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
And good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's dark out there. It's going to start to brighten up in a little bit. So it's almost time to get out into the garden. Everybody out there just waking up, grab that cup of coffee and join the show. Be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. It's me and you today. No guests today to talk with, so I'll be here to answer all questions today. Try to do everything I can to help you out. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Been getting a lot of emails lately in regards to a few things, and I wanted to touch base on a few of them. So, one of the biggest things that we've gotten emails in regards to is when to prune my hydrangea. Do I do it now? Do I do it later? That type of thing. And I wanted to go out there and just give you guys some information. Excuse me. There's a few different styles of hydrangeas out there. Hydrangeas that bloom on old wood, which is last year's growth. So it would be the stems from last year. So they're setting their blooms right now. Or what they call new wood, which would be next year's growth. So it'll be next year's blooms, next year's stems, all coming from next year. There's a few different styles that do that. And what they do is the ones that bloom on old wood, you should not be pruning at this time of year. The time that you should be pruning is right after it blossoms. You don't want to prune it at this time so it can protect it through the winter and help with the blossoms that are being set for next year. So that's the old wood. The new wood, you can actually be pruning in late winter. I'd say late fall. I wouldn't say, you could do it in late fall. You could also do it, what we're considering, late winter, early spring. So late winter, maybe end of February. Beginning of March, right when we're starting to get into spring. It depends on where you are. The Cape, you could probably do that. Different areas of the country you could do, depending upon when the temperatures start to change. You'll notice the change where it's not 32 degrees or below every day. So that's when you can start to prune on the new wood. You could even start to prune right when it starts to pop up some new growth a little bit, that type of thing. But it's usually late winter, early spring, right at the beginning. So there's two styles of this. So I have, I was going online trying to do some research, trying to figure out, okay, this one here, which one is the best way to do it? There's no real website that has the best. I did find one, which is Proven Winners, that has a lot of great information. Trying to get all the ones in one area. Okay, this is the old wood, this is the new wood, this type of thing. They broke it down into six different categories. There's the big leaf. Excuse me, it's what they put it the category is a florist hydrangea, mop head, or lace cap, usually the hydrangea macrophylla. Those bloom on old wood, the majority of them. And you want to protect those in the winter. There's the panicle or the paniculata hydrangea. A lot of those are ones that bloom on new wood, so you could actually prune in late winter, early spring. The smooth hydrangea, known as Annabelle hydrangea or the hydrangea arborescens, those would be on new wood. The climbing hydrangea, usually you don't need to prune any of those. The climbing hydrangea, you kind of just want to go crazy, so pruning it might not do any good for you. There's the mountain hydrangea or the hydrangea serrata. Those bloom on old wood, so do not prune those. You see those, one of the examples that they put is tough stuff hydrangea. Then the oak leaf hydrangea or the hydrangea quercifolia, those bloom on old wood as well, so you want to protect those in the winter. So it's a lot of great information on that website. That's theprovenwinners.com. They actually have some great information. There's a chart on why isn't my hydrangea blooming. I've actually used it at the nursery before, and it actually gives you a little bit of information. It's all the different colors, that type of thing, what to do. Some great information. It's something that's going forward once we start to get into some new newsletters. We'll get some more information out there because it is very important to understand what the difference is between the two. Like I said, I've gotten a lot of emails in regards to hydrangeas and trying to answer as many as I can. It's been hard this week. I had my oldest daughter, Katie, had her tonsils out this week, so I got to spend some quality time at home with her. And any of you out there have had, well, most of you who had a close to 3-year-old know that keeping a 3-year-old down and not to do much is not the easiest thing in the world. That being said, please go to the website at paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom if you have questions. You can scroll down there. It says contact us. Send me an email. Do everything we can to help you out. In between everything that's going on, we'll try to get as many questions answered as possible. But in the meantime, give us a call if you like, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. Starting to get cool out there, starting to really think about, you know, I don't want to think about it, but it's starting really time to think about putting the garden to bed for the winter. I was looking at the newsletters, as I do every week, that my father has done in the past, and the one that he did on September 28th of 2017 was a really, really good one. He talks about mums, he talks about putting the garden to bed, that type of thing. But the one about putting the garden to bed was actually very, very good. It's just a reminder. It's one of those things, okay, do I do this? Do I do this? What do I do? Etc. A lot of it has to do with just making sure that the equipment that you used all year is ready to go for next year. Get ahead of it. One of the things that my father talks about a lot in this article is spraying a lot of the metal down with WD-40. You know, the amount that he talks about, he might have had to have stock in it. But the fact is, spraying your metal down is going to help prevent the rust. It's going to keep them clean for next year. It's all about taking care of everything now, so next year when you go into the spring, you're not saying, oh, the rototiller won't start or the mower won't start. You're getting it ready. We'll talk about those things again in the spring when it's about time to do that, because it is important that you're ready to go when it's time. Gardening's about hitting it when the time is the best opportunity. And that's one of those things that he talks about in this article. It's awesome. The last thing he talks about, which it makes a lot of sense, was putting a couple of the containers of decon in the shed. And I remember he had forgotten to many years back. We went in there And he had done everything he talked about. Sprayed everything down with WD-40, got everything taken care of, drained the gas out of the mower. We got in the mower, filled it up, wouldn't start. Couldn't figure it out. Well, he hadn't done anything with the decon or any preventer, and the mice had eaten a bunch of rubber hoses and belts, and they made a nest in the lawnmower seat. So cost him a couple $100s, and ever since then he never forgot to do that. The other thing he was doing was he was using mouse magic from Boneide and putting those in the shed as well. It's a preventative. It's a repellent instead of using something that's a heavy killer. Either way, you can do either one depending upon what you'd like to do. But I remember, you know, it's got that peppermint, that minty type smell. So it always, you go into the shed and be like, what's that? Oh, okay. Yes, that's what it is. It didn't have that bad smell or anything along the lines. But that smell was, it acts as a repellent. It would actually repel mice, that type of thing. The mouse magic is good to be putting in campers, in like a boat that you're putting away for the winter, in the garage for the winter, that type of thing. So, you know, a couple things out there that you could do to start getting ready for winter. But we'll see how it goes. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call and we'll help you out the best we can.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. If you can't get through the lines or you're just too nervous to get on the phone, go to the website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom. And contact us. You can send us an email. I do the best I can to answer all your questions as quick as I can. I still do a full-time job at Mahoney's Garden Center in Winchester, Massachusetts. Plus, I have two young ones, so I'm doing everything I can to answer all the questions. The more I get into the show and the more I've been doing it for about a month now, actually start to realize, wow, I don't know how my father did this. Every day I'm like, wow, can't believe how much he did, and so with so little free time. It's a new respect for him. I've always respected my father, always will. He's an incredible man. Just the more and more I do this and look into it, I see how incredibly busy he was, and is surprised how he had time to do all the things that he did. That being said, we have about 4 weekends left before daylight savings time. change the hours back, we fall back, we get that extra hour of sleep, but what happens is it starts to be darker earlier. I believe this year it's the 4th or 5th of November. So we're about, as I said, 4 weeks away. So you do only have about 4 weeks to get ready for winter, in your garden. My father has talked about it in multiple emails around the same time in the newsletters. Like I said, I always go back to his newsletters right before I do the show. And this was way back just so I could see, all right, what time of year, what are we talking about? So I can get some more information out to you and really follow up with the newsletter. And the past couple of years that we've done it in 17 and 16, about this time, it's always about time to clean the garden, that type of thing. One of the things that he wrote in both of the articles was getting the fallen leaves on your pine needles and getting them into an area so you can chop them up so that they're going to be fine. They're not going to be, you know, the full leaf, the full pine needle. And then putting them on top of the garden, on top of your vegetable garden, and putting them right over the top and leaving them there for winter. They'll be ready in the spring to be tilled in, and it'll be just more of like a nice fertilizer using instead of putting them in a pile in the corner or getting rid of them in those paper bags in the corner. You can actually reuse some of them to help benefit you in the spring. This time of year is also another time of year to be putting lime in the garden. If you have a very acidic soil and you're trying to get it more alkaline, which would be raising the pH, this would be the time to be putting the limestone in the garden. It's a perfect time to be doing it because it has all the winter to really be getting in there. A lot of limestone takes about 6 months, maybe a little bit less, to get in there. The old style lime, your pelletized lime, your powdered lime, takes some time to actually get into the soil and get there. So it's a perfect time to be start doing that now. The other thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you take any of the plants that have gone by and get them out of the garden. So it's not just sitting in there. It doesn't rot that way. Those aren't the styles, those aren't like the types of leaves and the pine needles and that type of thing that you want to leave in there. Those you want to get out so that way you can almost cycle the garden, get it ready, get it clean, that type of thing. My father has talked about, I don't know how many years, years upon years upon years, about putting seaweed in the garden. Now this is the time to be putting that seaweed into the garden. So we just had the tropical depression that came through this area that did some flooding, that type of thing. That's usually when a lot of the seaweed will come to the beaches. So it's usually after a bigger storm that the seaweed gets washed up onto the beach. I understand it wasn't that big up here. It was a lot worse on the North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina areas. But it's a big storm, so that's what I'm kind of talking about so you can understand what to use. So bring that. This is when the seaweed will be on the beaches. I'll go over a little bit more on the other side of the break in regards to what to do with that seaweed. But give us a call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So give us a call and we'll help you out.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We had a good outcome, but I hope that next week we have a process that people can be proud of.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, after saying he wouldn't vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh unless he found out more about the sex assault accusations against him. The Judiciary Committee asked the White House to make it happen, and the president said yes. The president's decision to go ahead and order the FBI investigation made good on his promise to listen to Republican senators. He said in a statement, "This update must be limited in scope and be completed in 1 week."
I would be happy to cooperate with the FBI, yes.
Democrats have repeatedly demanded an investigation. Ford says Kavanaugh attacked her when they were in high school. Kavanaugh says that never happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right into the phone lines, and Nathan, who's up first today?
Sorry about that. We got Paul in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
I have a question. I know that it's supposed to be good for the lawn to put down ash from the fire stove. What I'm curious about, I have a logs, oak logs that I'm cutting up. There's a lot of small chips left over. Would that affect the pH if I spread that out on the lawn?
Well, so you're talking with, like, they're going to be in the bigger chips. They're not going to be burnt down?
Correct. Yeah, just the chips from the logs down with the chainsaw.
I personally wouldn't just be putting the wood chips in there because an oak is a heavier feeder. It will take a little bit of the more acidic, whereas the lawn wants to be neutral. With its pH. If you're going to do anything, you could put the wood ash just, burnt. So it's just down to the ash. But the wood chips, sometimes what it'll do as well, some of the bigger pieces will sit on top of the grass. And at this time of year, it could actually, it's taking away some of its sun, yellow out, and kill some of the actual plant. The shoots.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. But at this time of year, if you wanted to put like limestone down, the pelletized lime, this is a great time to be doing it for next year because it has all winter to start to work into the soil versus putting it early in the spring. And you're really, in the spring, you're fertilizing for fall. You're not getting the effects that you want. So this would be the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would do is, if you could, at this time, if you're having any types of issues with the lawn that you want to get a little bit better, you could do a soil test at this point to see where your pH level is. because this is a good time to be getting the fertilizer down for next year. When I say fertilizer, I'm talking more like the limestones. There's a product out there. It's called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green that will actually, it's like a pelletized gypsum, but a super gypsum. Pelletized gypsum is one that you can put down if you have moss on the lawn or the areas that aren't starting to, the water's not going through, so it's a puddles up. So it's a pelletized gypsum, but what this is it's a pelletized gypsum that is fast acting. It has calcium in it, that type of thing, and it will break down the soil. So that's a good time to be doing that. Those are a couple things you could be doing to the lawn. Really, you still have time to be putting down the step four, or phase four, or application four. And again, I would almost do another application in about 4 to 6 weeks, depending upon, we shouldn't have snow. Let's pray we don't have snow in 4 to 6 weeks. But that fifth application would be really beneficial to help you out with all of that. So those are a couple things I would do.
All right. I have about a half a bag of fertilizer that I used in the earlier in the year, and it has it's weed and feed. It's very high. The first number is very high, 28 or 30 on it. Would it hurt the lawn to put that down now just to use it up and get it out of the garage? The fact that it has a weed killer in it also, or?
So I personally wouldn't use it that. The first number that nitrogen is too heavy at this time of year, what that nitrogen is going to do is promote growth, promote green, and you're really trying to get the grass to start to get ready for spring, ready for winter, if you will. So it's starting to harden off and go dormant a little bit. The fertilizer will stay in your garage at least a year. Maybe two, maybe three, depending upon how much it is. I usually like to stick with 1 or 2 years. The less that you keep it in the garage, the better, obviously. But you can definitely, a lot of times what I'll see happen in the garden center is people will buy in the spring, and if there's like this great deal, like I know at Mahoney's where I was and where I am in Winchester, we had a deal where if you bought two packages, the third one you get a discount. That doesn't always happen. So people are buying a little bit more and buying for next year as well. So that way they could use half now and then half next spring. So the bag should still be fine. You can use it in the spring. You're looking more for something that has lower numbers, lower feed. Just something to give the roots and the shoots of the lawn something more to help them through the winter and really get them ready for winter to harden off for your best growth for next year.
So you want the middle number to be high?
Well, the middle number, you could use high, but that's when you are actually reseeding. This is a great time to reseed. So if you're looking to reseed and put, you know, fill in some of those patches, that middle number would really help it. What's that helping is the root system and the more shoots. It's the middle number is used for like a bloom booster. So if you see like a heavy, high number on that for like a fertilizer for plants and that type of thing, it's like they almost consider it like a bloom booster. It's the same thing with the lawn. You're feeding the roots to perform for bigger shoots, better shoots, that type of thing. So if you're putting a new lawn in, perfect to do that. You could put some of that down now. It would really help out with that root system for you if you're starting a new lawn.
That sounds like a plan.
All right, Paul, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you for your time.
All right, you have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor in Orangket. You guys got to school me on the pronunciation here.
All right, Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a question. My neighbor is trying to grow some rhododendrons, and I don't think they're getting enough sun. Can you tell me, do rhododendron need a lot of sun?
So there are some varieties of rhododendrons that actually do need sun, but there are a bunch of varieties that will take some shade. Do you know what type of rhododendron they're using?
Unfortunately, I don't. But right now, they've been in for about 2 years. Right now, they look great, and they've got beautiful buds. But, it's October.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Eleanor. A little bit of breaking up on there. I couldn't hear everything you were saying. Did you say it hadn't flowered this year or last year?
No, they have not flowered, but there are a lot of buds on each plant.
Okay. What could have actually happened, and I've seen this in the past, is this early spring that we had this year, it was kind of early, started real early, but then it went to winter. The end of February, we had, I want to say it was a 70-degree day. I just remember going into work one day in February with shorts on and everybody being like, hey, it's a little early for that. And I was like, well, it's 70 degrees. Shorts. Got to wear them. And then the week later, we had a rainy nor'easter. And then a week after that, we had like 4 weeks in a row where we had nor'easters with snow. We had a ton of snow in a small period of time. What happens with that is plants feel that weather. And it wasn't just that one day. It had a few days where it warmed up a little bit. It was temperatures that were more abnormal than usual. Plants start to wake up a little bit. Those buds are right on the top. They've had a very easy winter. They don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, it's 70 degrees. They're like, ooh, spring. All right. Start to get ready. We had that rainy nor'easter, so we had those spring showers, if you will. So that next week it was like, okay, you know, plants are thinking, all right, it's starting to be spring. Let's start to wake up. Let's start to do this. And then bam, 4 weeks in a row of snow. And it shocked a lot of flowering plants. So that could be what happened. If it's an area that got a lot of snow, it could have affected the blossoms that way. The other thing is, what I would like to see you do is find out what type of rhododendron it is. One question I do have, is it shade all day, or is it just part of the day where they put those rhododendrons?
I'm going to say half of the day.
Okay. So there are some rhododendrons. There's a maximum rhododendron. There's a pink and a white that really love shade. I've seen them growing in the mountains and the woods, just going crazy. So there are styles that will just take all day shade. Then there are some that like a little more sun. Having some shade with them, what it does is it does a couple things. It helps reduce some of the watering that you need to do. And it will help the plant not be so stressed when it's that hot time. Like we had August. It was like the hottest August on record. And it will help a little bit with that. That being said, obviously they do need sun to help produce those blooms, etc. But I'd take a look and see what type of rhododendron it is. Did it have any blossoms at all?
During the summer, no. No blossoms at all. I know she watered them. You know, they had plenty of water. But I will find out from her what kind of rhododendron they are, and maybe I can email you.
Yeah, definitely. Go on to the website. Go on to the website all the way down to the bottom. Contact us and email me. One other thing that you can do for your neighbor, just let them know what they should be doing at this time, is fertilizing with Holly Tone. for next year. You use
with
it at
Halitone. Okay.
Yeah, it's from a SPOMA. So yeah. What you do is that's you use it at half the rate at this time of year. You don't use the full rate because the full rate's going to produce more growth, more flowers, etc. You want to give that plant something for the winter to help survive.
Right.
But what they also want to do with the rhododendron in the next couple of weeks is spray the rhododendron with wilt proof or wilt stop.
Okay.
What it is the anti-desiccant that will help keep the moisture inside.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about wilt stop or wilt proof is you have to actually spray them a couple times during the year. So take a look in the spring for that. And then again in the spring they can use the Halitone again at full rate, and it should really help them out for next year. So Eleanor, I look forward to seeing your email so I can help you answer the rest of the questions and see what I can do to help you.
Thank you so much. You're doing a great job, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to this 6 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to help all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. If you can't get a hold of us on the radio here, you can go to our website at paulparent.com to give us an email. So what you do is go all the way to the bottom where it says contact us. We'll do the best we can to answer you, do everything we can to help you out. Before the break, we were talking with Eleanor, and I talked with my producer, Nathan. It's Agunkwit is where Eleanor is from. We were just talking about some different names in New England. But Agunkwit was where she was from. She was talking about some rhododendrons, and I was talking about some things to do, and I was talking about wiltproof and putting them on your evergreens. It's a great time to be thinking about it. Go to the store, getting some of that wiltproof. Getting it for winter. You want to anything that stays evergreen, so it keeps its leaves all winter, except for certain like spruces, like a blue spruce. You do not want to spray this with any of those types of spruces. You don't need it as much. More like the leafy type evergreens, more of like your hollies, your boxwoods, your rhododendrons, your azaleas, those types. You want to get those so you can spray the foliage. What this does is it's an anti-desiccant, so it keeps the moisture in the plant. It keeps it so it doesn't dry out over the winter. The winds are harsh in the winter, so the wind will come through and dry out that plant quicker. The ground's usually frozen, so the plant can't take up as much moisture that way, so it's being dried out from the top. And so what this anti-desiccant, this wilt-proof or wilt-stop does is it keeps that moisture in there for a longer period of time. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you're spraying when the temperatures are above freezing. I like to say at least 40 degrees, depending upon the website that you look at. Some will say, you know, right above freezing. I like to go into 40, maybe 45, just to, and even a little bit warmer, just to make sure that that antidesiccant, when it goes on there, absorbs into the plant and translocates the best way instead of being so cold that it could freeze right on the foliage. You always want to do is you want to make sure that you can have 2 to 3 hours of sunlight or drying time before, it gets too cold or that type of thing. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be sunlight, but it's just drying time in the daylight just to allow it to get and do what it needs to do. The other thing, I believe it's a few hours before it rains so that it would stay on to the plant. You don't want it to rain right away if it just rained. You want the plant to be dry. That way, this is going to stay on the plant, and it's going to do what it's supposed to be doing. So that's just a couple ways to use the wilt stop and wilt proof. It's very important to be doing it this time of year. It's really beneficial to help for next year. We talk about putting the gardens to bed. This is part of doing the same thing. This is getting your plants ready for spring and putting them to bed for the winter and helping them out so that way next year they're doing a lot more for you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to help answer all your gardening questions. One of the things that I like to talk about this time of year is it's an ideal time to get your soil tested, your pH, see if there's anything in there, see if it's too high in magnesium, too high in phosphorus, too high in this, that, the other thing. Last week and the week before, we talked with Victoria from Natural Alternative. They do soil testing there at this time of year. You can go to their website, naturalalternative.com, and find out how you can get your soil tested. But this is the perfect time to be doing it. So next spring, when it comes time to get everything ready, you can actually be ready to go. In the spring, a lot of people are thinking, okay, I need to do my soil sample now so I can figure out what to do. And then all of a sudden, it takes 3-4 weeks to get your information back. At that point, you've missed some of the time to be fertilizing and doing certain things. So I definitely suggest at this time of year, getting out there, soil sample, take the area that you're doing, do the four corners and something in the middle, need about a pound of soil to send away, and it would definitely work out for you to do that at this time of year. So at the 7 o'clock hour, I'll be here to answer more questions. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.